Be'ezra Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Rabbi Meir of David Tzvi and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is in the Darim, daf Ayin Zayin. We left off at the top line in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. With Hashem's help, I will be traveling to visit our Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael today. So beginning tomorrow, I would say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and probably Tuesday also, I'll be recording to the chapel. We will not have live. Some days we will have live, like Friday, I'm sure we'll have live, for those who can make it Friday morning, because I'll be in, I know that I'll be somewhere with his Wi-Fi. And again, it could be any other day I might be able to pull it off also. So just watch the chat. I'll try to let you know in advance, and we'll try to do some live from Eretz Yisrael. I have them going with a traveling Wi-Fi, you know, one of those Wi-Fi things. So hopefully we should be able to have some live. A very good morning to Yitzchak Aryeh, and to Shoshone from Amherst, and from Tuchana Chenach, and Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak Yosef. Here we go, says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara now, one of the main topics of today's daf is, can the husband or the father do hafaras nedarim on Shabbos? Now, our Mishnah seemed to clearly take a role in that. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachal Nidarim Yavaro. Can hafaras nedarim on Shabbos? Says Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos on Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mefirin Nidarim B'Shabbos. The father or the husband can be Mefir Nidarim on Shabbos. Now, what about going to Bezdin? Not a woman, a regular person going to Bezdin, not a married woman. V'nish'alin l'nedarim. Any person can go to a chacham on Shabbos to be matir's nedarim. Shehein l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. But when it comes to that, then you could only be matir nedarim that you need for Shabbos. Let's say a person swore Friday night in shul, he swore he's not going to eat challah on Shabbos. And then he comes home, his wife made him great, beautiful challah. So he can go to the chacham on the way home from shul and say, I didn't realize my wife made such an amazing challah. I really would love to do it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam, good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam that not only can you be mefer nedarim that are letzorech Shabbos, I'm sorry, the chacham can be matir neder, that's letzorech Shabbos, but also letzorech mitzvah. Also, Letzorach Mitzvah, Matir Nedarim B'Shabbos, even if it's not Letzorach Shabbos. And other Achronim say other reasons why you could be Mefir on Shabbos, even not Letzorach Shabbos. Like, let's say, in order to help you from violating things. Yes, Dr. Joe.
Well, I understand why you don't do a Mishpat on Shabbos, because you may write it, you have to write it down, but here, it's just talking, so what's the issue?
Okay, very good. So Dr. Joe cuts to the chase, as he always does. So Dr. Joe says, normally, now what's the whole issue with why would you think that going to a chacham? So again, let's first read it. We'll come to your point in a second, Dr. Joe. So again, the Mishnah says in Shabbos that the father or the husband can be made for Nedarim on Shabbos, but when you go to a chacham, he can be matir Nedar on Shabbos, but he can only do it Nedarim that are Litzorach Shabbos. But a neder that's not Litzorach Shabbos, the Chacham can't do. So Dr. Joe points out, what's the problem? Why can't the Chacham be matir a neder that's not Litzorach Shabbos? The answer is because it looks like din. It looks like a court case. Mm-hmm. And court case can't do on Shabbos. Although, so then how can we let you do it Litzorach Shabbos? So Dr. Joe points out that the reason why you're allowed to do it is because this is not quite really like a court case. A court case, we got to remember who owes who money. We got to write things down. Here, it's just mutterlach, 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 so there's nothing to write down. We're not so worried you're going to write something down, so maybe we're more lenient. But since it looks not so great, so we don't allow it. We only allow it Litzorach Shabbos. But if it's not Litzorach Shabbos, then it looks like a court case. But it's permitted, really, Maker Adin, because we're not so worried you're going to write stuff down. That is what many of the Rishonim write over here. Right, and therefore, Dr. Joe, the Ritva writes that even if it's not Litzorach Shabbos, if the Chacham went ahead and did it against the din, and he was matar it, then the neder would be mutter. it would be mutter b'di'evet, even though he's not allowed to do it. He's only allowed to do Tzor Shabbos. Oh, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, the Bnei HaYeshiva asked a halachic question. How do you read this Mishnah? When it comes to the father and the husband, is that also only Letzorach Shabbos? Or is that even Shalom Letzorach Shabbos? Right, the second half of the Mishnah is only Letzorach Shabbos. But it's unclear whether the first half of the Mishnah is Letzorach Shabbos or not. Yibaylu.
Letzorach Shabbos. And they don't make for it, then
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Very good. Very good, Yitzhak Yosef. If you don't do it on Shabbos, then you're going to lose the chance. Very good, because you only have that day. So she made the nether on Shabbos, and if you're not going to do it on Shabbos, you're going to lose the chance. Good. So let's talk. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to raise. Yibalu, mefir nedar b'Shabbos letzorech Shabbos odil mafilu shelo letzorech. When it comes to hafaras nedarim of the father and the husband, when we said that they could be made for nedarim b'Shabbos, is that also limited by only letzorech Shabbos or no? Maybe they could even do it Shalom Tzorach Shabbos. And here Yitzchak, Yosef, the Gemara, the Rishonim, explain exactly what we explain. There's two possible logical reasons why we might say that when it comes to Hafaras Nedarim, we're more lenient and we allow you to be made for Nedarim, even Shalom Tzorach Shabbos. One of them is what you said, Yitzchak, and that is, that's the Ran points out over here, and that is that first of all, Hafaras Nedarim, it's limited by time. So you got to do it today. If you don't do it today, you lose your chance because you only have one day. So if you don't do it on Shabbos, it's going to be too late. That's one difference. The other difference is that Hataras Nedarim looks more like a court case. Hafaras Nedarim doesn't look at all like a court case. So therefore, maybe we should be more lenient than just stop allowing it because what's the problem? Why are you violating Shabbos? When it comes to a Chacham, you got to be more limited in the permissibility because it looks like a court case, so we're not going to... It's a chacham. You go into a chacham to pass on a shiloh. We know you're not allowed to have a court case on Shabbos. So that's why we're going to be more strict and say only if it's tzorach Shabbos will permit. But by hafaras nedarim, what's the problem? It doesn't look like a court case. And therefore. What?
Would there be an issue of hafana?
Because if it's shalol tzorach Shabbos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Maybe. Usually hachana is only with an action, not necessarily with speech. Right, speech is not necessarily called hachana. That's where Mordechai Willick thought in the name of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that people don't know this. Like the reason why on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with talking about something that you're going to do tomorrow. It's not called hachana.
Right.
Even if you're saying, are you going to come to the baseball game tomorrow? So maybe you're not allowed to talk about baseball on Shabbos. That might be a problem in itself. But in terms of the hachana aspect, just talking about doing something tomorrow, only actions are hachana. But speech is not hachana. That's what my Rebbe Will thought. But anyway.
In the first example, we said you only have 24 hours, and therefore, Shabbos runs into it. Why wouldn't it be like we said the other day?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the 24 hours. Very good. That's going to be, the Gemara's going to talk about the 24-hour sheet right now. Soon. Good. Very good. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tashma, coming here, proof to this issue is Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos Mutter only Letzorach Shabbos or even Shalom Letzorach Shabbos. Tashma. Detani Rav Zuti Devei Rav Papi. Ein Mefir Nedarim Elo Letzorach HaShabbos. You can't be made for Nedarim on Shabbos unless it's Letzorach Shabbos. Meaning that Hafara and Hatara, Hafaras Nedarim and Hataras Nedarim, the Chacham are the same. And on Shabbos, you're only allowed to do it Letzorach. Tzorach Shabbos. But then the Gemara asks, wait. Amar Rashi, hello, Tznan Hachi, wait. But our Mishnah sounds against that. How does our Mishnah sound against that? Let's take a look, says the Gemara. Nadra im chashecha. Let's say the woman, the wife, or the daughter, makes a neder close to the end of Shabbos, like 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos, made for lachal tefsha. So you only have 5 minutes to get rid of it. If there's only 5 minutes left to Shabbos, how could you call that neder a neder letzorach Shabbos? There's only 5 minutes left. Being matir the neder is not going to help you on Shabbos. My area, chashcha, afilu besoch hayom, ein yochel hafer de shelo letzorach. So why are you telling me that the case is 5 minutes before? If you tell me that you're only allowed to do a letzorach Shabbos, But Shalol Tzorach Shabbos Lo. So then, why are you telling me? Right. Why are you telling me that you're not allowed to be, if you tell me that you're only allowed to be made for Tzorach Shabbos, so why are you telling me that you only have till nightfall to be made for it? Not only can you not be, if the Gemara is assuming that if you make a neder towards the end of Shabbos, it's not going to help you for Shabbos. So then, why are you telling me you're allowed to be made for it until Shabbos is over? Even right away, you're not allowed to be made for it because this neder is not Letzorach Shabbos. So it sounds like that the town of our Mishnah holds that you could be made for Nedarim, even Shalol Letzorach Shabbos. That's why you could do it in the last 5 minutes. Answers the Gemara, you're right. As Avi said, Tanoihi, this issue of whether or not a father and a husband are allowed to be made for Nedarim, Shalol Letzorach Shabbos, is in fact a machlokas Tanoim. Which Tanoim? The same Tanoim that we had in yesterday's daf. The Gemara is going to show you in a very interesting way how the machlokas Tanoim we had yesterday about whether or not you're only allowed to be made for Nedarim within, on that day, till the nightfall. That was one opinion. And then the two rabbis said you could do it for 24 hours. That's going to be the same machlokas here about whether or not you could be made for Nedarim, even Shalol Letzorach Shabbos on Shabbos. How are these two issues connected? So the Gemara is going to explain. Tanayi, Hafaras Nedarim Kalayom. The first opinion, Rabbanan, the Chachamim, Tanakam, and the Mishnah said, you could do Hafaras Nedarim that day, meaning till nightfall. Rabbi Yossi, Rehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Meyes, Leis, 24 hours. So now the Gemara is going to apply this Machlokes Tanayim to our issue of whether or not the husband can be mefer nedarim on Shabbos, shelo letzorach Shabbos. L'man domar kol hayom in tvelo. The opinion that said you only have that day to do it, like you said before, Yitzchak Yosef. The opinion that says you only have that day to do it, but not more. Meaning if you did it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you only have until nightfall, 4 hours. So that opinion holds, since you're limited in time, as Yitzhak you said before, since if you don't do it today, you're messed over, you only have a very short amount of time. So since you're limited in time, so then you could only do it on that day, but you could even do it, Shalol Letzorach Shabbos. So therefore they were lenient and allowed you to do it even Shalol Letzorach Shabbos. And similarly, our Mishnah that holds it's only till nightfall. So our Mishnah holds that you could even do it Shalol Tzorach Shabbos. That's why our Mishnah says, if you take another Shabbos afternoon, an hour before Shabbos, you could be made for it then, even though it's not Tzorach Shabbos, but you're allowed to be made for because you only have an hour. So you're allowed to be made for. L'man domar me'es le'es. However, Avi, as you said before, if you hold that you have 24 hours, so what are you making the guy crazy to do it even Shalol Tzorach Shabbos? Just wait till Shabbos is over and do it. You have plenty of time. So on Shabbos, you're only allowed to be mefer litzorach Shabbos, but shalol litzorach Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mefer. Let's continue. What's the end of that Mishnah on Shabbos? Ibailahu. So the Mishnah said, when it comes to a she'elas chacham, when it comes to going to a chacham to get rid of the neder, so when it comes to she'elas chacham, so then You are only allowed to get rid of it for nedarim that are Letzorach Shabbos. When it comes to a chacham, we said everyone agrees. You're only allowed to do it Letzorach Shabbos. Ibailu, is this only kishelo hayo lehem penai before Shabbos? Odilma, kishelo lehem penai before Shabbos. Don't forget, this is no longer subject to the one day, right? If you make a neder and you want to get rid of it by a chacham, you could do it a week later, a month later, a year later. So when we said you're allowed to get rid of it on Shabbos, is that only where you didn't have any time before Shabbos to get rid of it? You could have gone to the chacham before Shabbos. So is that only where you didn't have any time before Shabbos to get rid of it? Like, in other words, she took the neder, or the person took the neder like 5 minutes before Shabbos. They couldn't go to a chacham. So that's why you're allowed to get rid of it on Shabbos? No, Odilma, maybe. Even if you had time to get rid of it on Shabbos, You're still allowed to get rid of it on Shabbos as long as it's Litzorech Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Odom Shailam Panai. Even if you had time. Tashma. Come and hear proof. De is de kikule rabbanon libere de rav zucha bere de rav zeira. I feel the Dom Shailam Panai about Yom. You see that the rabbis permitted the son of Rav Zutra, who was the son of Rav Zeira, on Shabbos, even though they could have gone to the Chacham before Shabbos, but he was Matar Nedarim that are Litzorech Shabbos, on Shabbos, even though he had time before Shabbos. So you see, you're allowed to be Matar Nedarim on Shabbos, Litzorech Shabbos, even by Nedarim that you had time to go to the Chacham before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Savar of Yosef Lameimar. Oh, where's Rav Mordechai? Here we have a nice debate between Rav Yosef and Abaye, like we have throughout all of Shas. Rav Mordechai loves the debates between Rav Yosef and Abaye, the blind, sickly Rav Yosef and his Talmud always correcting him. Here we go. Sava Rav Yosef Lememar. Rav Yosef thought to say that this that it says in the Mishnah, Nishalan Nidarim B'Shabbos, B'yachid Mumche In, B'shloyshe Hedyotus Lo, Mishum D'Mischazik Yedino. Rav Yosef thought that this dispensation of the Mishnah in Shabbos and our Mishnah that says you are allowed to go to a Chacham for him to be Matir Nedarim on Shabbos if it's Litzorech Shabbos, even if he had time before, but that's only to go to a Yachid Mumcha, one individual rabbi to be Matir, but not to a Beis Din of three. The halacha is you could be Matir your Nedarim in one of two ways. Either you go to three Hedyotos, or you can go to a Yachid Mumcha, one guy who's a big Talmud Chacham. So Rav Yosef thought that it makes more sense to say that if we're going to let you go to do this on Shabbos, you could only do it in front of one and not in front of three. Dr. Joe, why in front of one and not in front of three? Because three looks more like a Beis Din. So Rav Yosef thought you could only go to one rabbi, but not to three, because three looks more like a Beis Din. Now, it's not actual din. So the Karen Oira, I think it was either Dr. Joe who said this before, or Yitzchak Yosef. I think it was Dr. Joe. The Karen Oira, one of the Achronim, says, Dr. Joe, that even though Rav Yosef thought you can't do it with three, it's not that it's mamish usser. Because the whole reason din is usually usser, as you said, I think, before, Dr. Joe, is we're afraid maybe you'll come to write it down. Here, we're not worried by how far it's done. There's nothing to write down. What are you writing down? There's nothing to write down. Usually, why does a court write stuff down? They want to know. The guy's got to walk out of court and go collect money. So Reuven's going to write down that Shimon owes him money, or the court's going to say, we pass and Reuven owes Shimon money. Here, by Hataras Nadarim, there's nothing. All they say is, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The guy goes and enjoys with it. There's nothing to write down. So the Karen Ayra points out, it's not mamish usser. So therefore, it's not really in the Isser. But it looks like din. Not that we're actually... It's a chash that maybe people will come to have court cases. If you do this with three people, maybe people will come to have court cases. So says the Karanai. Says the Gemara. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye disagreed with his Rebbe Rav Yosef. No. Kevin disvirulan, afilu meumad, afilu bekroivim, vafilu balayla. Since we hold that hataras nedarim, you know those people like on erev Rosh Hashanah who are makbid that you don't want to have a son being matir neder for the father. You know when the group of three sits down, well, it's against this gemara nedarim dafayin zayin. Abaye said to Yosef, since we know that by hataras nedarim, kevin disvirulan, afilu meumad. You don't have to be sitting down. The judges don't have to be sitting. They can even be matir neder standing up. Vafilu bekroivim. Even relatives. Now, Rabbi Kiv Eger points out over here, yeah, but nashim and ketanim is no good. Relatives are kosher dayanim, but they're just not kosher to you because you're their relative. But so they're allowed to do it even for a relative. Even for a relative, you're allowed to do hataras nedarim. Afilu bekroivim. Even at night, even though a court case normally not allowed to have at night. But Hataras and Darim, you could do it standing up, you could do it with relatives, you could do it at night. So no one's going to think this is a real court case, says Abaye. So therefore, lo mischazik kedina. You're even allowed to do it on Shabbos, even with a bezin of three. It doesn't really look like a bezin. And therefore, when the rabbis were matir you to do Hataras and Darim on Shabbos, if it's Letzorach Shabbos, you could even do it with three. He disagrees with Abaye, with Rav Yosef.
You learned at the end of yesterday's daf, I think it was Rabbi Arjuna that said, you can stand.
He was standing shooting arrows.
I'm saying, so one of them is not a chiddush. It must be just the established halakha. So I don't know. So why did we have that at the end of yesterday's daf?
Right, so there was, we're going to come to that in a minute. We're going to come to that in a minute. Ah. So interestingly, Rav Yitzchak, so the Rush over here writes that this that the Gemara had earlier, that Chiya Barav was shooting arrows and being Matir Neder, held that you could do it standing and you could also do it when you're distracted. Because he holds poschen b'charata. You don't need yishuv adas to find the Pesach. Hu shayach l'kan. So some say that really that story was supposed to be over here. Because it's connected over here. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Right. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Abba Ravun Amar Rav Halacha Mefir Nedarim Balayla. The halacha is that the husband could do Hafaras Nedarim at night. Ask the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? V'hamas Nisan he. What do you mean? It's Mefirish in the Mishnah. What do I need the Amora to say? Nadra Balayli Shabbos. He can be made for at night. And so our Elano Ema Halacha Nishalin Balayla. Not only can the husband be made for Nedarim, but you could even go ask a Chacham to be Matir Neder at night. Even though it looks like Din, nevertheless, he could be Matir Neder at night. It's not like Din. Amali Rabbi Abba Rav Huna. Amar Rav Hachi? Did Rav really say this? That you could do Hataras and Darim at night? Amalei, Ishtik. Well, I didn't see Rav say this explicitly, but when somebody else said this, Rav was quiet. Amalei, so Rabbi Abba asked him, Ishtik Kamri? Kamris, Rav was quiet, or Oshasi Kamris? Or was Rav drinking, so he just wasn't able to answer? So really, you have no proof what Rav holds. So the Gemara is not so sure. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ika Bar Oven. Rav Ika Bar Oven says, Is Dakik Le Rav Le Rav? But one time, Rav Paskind, a Shaila of Hataras Nedarim for Rabba, Bikitona Devei Rav, in the room that was right next to the Beis Medrash, like the office, Omid, he was standing, Yechidi, he was by himself, Uva Laila, and he did it at night. So you see that Rav Taka holds that you are allowed to be Matir Neder at night. It's not called a Psak Halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Nishalin, Nidarim, Omeid, the Chacham could be Matir Neder standing, Yechidi, he could do it by himself, if he's a Yachid Mumcha, if he's an expert, Uva Laila, he could do it at night, Uva Shabbos, Uvikrovim, and even a relative. Va'afil ha'yolem p'nai mibod yom, even if they had time for Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Really? Rav Nachman holds that he could be matir nedarim standing up? Omeid. Va'atanya. Didn't we learn in a brisa? Yorad Rabban Gamliel minachamor v'nis atef. We learned in a brisa. A story, Abraham Gamliel was riding a donkey, riding from Akko to Kziv. When he got to Ksiv, someone asked him a question to be Matir Neder. So when he got to this place called Sol Madatzar, Yared Rav Gamliel Chamar ben Asatif, he got off the donkey, he wrapped himself in the judge's cloak, V'yashav, and he sat down, V'hita lo nidro. He was Matir Neder. So what are you telling me that you have to do it standing up? Here you see you could do it even. He made sure that you're allowed to do it. How can you tell me you're allowed to do it standing up? Here you see he sat down. Answers the Gemara, you're right. It's a machlokes. Rabbi Gamliel Savar poskin becharata. Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Chacham has to find some good reason why the guy regrets the neder in order to get rid of it. So that requires some analysis and some discussion. So you got to sit down. Me'eker nidre be'inan. So you have to uproot the neder. Uboyiyune, this thing requires some analysis and thought. Ahachi yashav. That's why Rabbi Gamliel sat down. He holds that you have to find a good reason to get rid of the neder. This is our girsa. Rav Nachman Savra ain poskin b'charata. Rav Nachman holds, no, you don't need a reason at all to get rid of it. Afil mu'uman. And therefore, you can just do it standing up because it doesn't require thought at all. So Yitzhak, this goes back to your point. Does this require a lot of thought or not? Now, this is our girsa. This girsa doesn't make that much sense, honestly, because how in the world could you think that a chacham could just get rid of a nether with no reason whatsoever? That's what it sounds like. If not, so the Ran has the opposite girsa. The Ran has the opposite girsa. If you say poschen b'charata, so then you could do it with no. Poschen b'charata means just regret alone is enough. But Rav Gamliel held, the Ran's gear says, Gamliel holds, ain poschen b'charata. Rather, charata, just regret, is not enough of a reason. You got to find it. Had I known that this would happen, I never would have done it. Not just stam, you regret it, right? You regret the nether. So Rav Gamliel is the one who holds, ain poschen b'charata. Rather, you need a real reason. But Rav Nachman holds, no, charata, just regret is enough. So how much analysis do you need? Do you regret making the nether? Yeah, I regret it. That's it. That's enough. So the Ran has the opposite gears. Amalei Rav Ela Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, Chazi mar haimir abana dasimi mar Rava. Look at that rabbi that came from Eretz Yisrael. The Omar, he said, is Daku le Rabban lebrei de Rav Huna bar Ravin. Told a story that the rabbis were being matir neder for the son of Rav Huna bar Ravin. V'sharu le nidre. They were matir his neder. V'amar le zil boy rachmi al nafshach. How could you take nedarim? You should go. They were being matir neder in Eretz Yisrael, and they said to him, you should go daven for yourself. You're such a loser. You're such a lowlife that you make nedarim. Dechatos. You sinned. The Tani Rav Dimi, Achmad Rav Safra, Kol HaNoder, Aval Mishu Mekayim, or even Mekayim the Neder, Nikra Choyte. Anyone who takes a Neder on himself is called a sinner. How do you know that? Amar Zid, my crop, how do you know from the Pasuk that a guy who takes a Neder is called a sinner? It says in Pasuk, V'chisechta lindor lo yebuchachet. If you stop taking the darim, you're not a sinner. Haloi chadlis, but if you don't stop taking the darim on yourself, ikachet, we see that you're a sinner. Oh, now, we quoted this before, that what kind of nedarim make you a sinner? Some say all nedarim make you a sinner, but the Me'iri writes, no, that's only a neder to forbid something that's permissible to you. Let's say a person says, I'm not going to eat, not going to drink wine, I'm not going to eat challah, I'm not going to have chicken, I'm not going to have fish, I'm not going to have meat. So that kind of a neder you're called a sinner because you're just making life miserable for yourself and the chances are you're going to violate it over time. But if a person makes a neder to give tzedakah, or he's going to bring something to the Beis Hamikdash. The Me'iri writes, Nedarim shenodar adam al atzmo lahavi davar lahektish. Let's say you're going to be makir of a carbon, you want to volunteer to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Adarabah, mitzvah alav l'kaimam. And don't get rid of them. Only if it's l'tzorech gadol. Like we said earlier on daf, chest shari l'zeruzei nafshei. If you want to make a neder to get you to do a mitzvah, that's a good thing. Neder nidarai l'Hashem ha-shalim, Pasuk says. And the Rambam also passed it. It's logical. Right. And even by a neder of Isser, it's only if you're ossering something on yourself because you got angry. However, if you're doing it to, let's say you see you have a drinking problem, and you're trying to limit your wine intake, so you swear not to have wine because you want to live. That's also a good thing. You realize that if you have a neder, you won't do it. So Harei Meshubach. The Meiri says that, like we saw earlier on Daf Tesam and Beis, person who saw that he had his good looks, and his Yetzirah was attacking him, we saw it earlier on Daf Tesam and Beis. So there, the Mishnah says, that was no dream, Siag Leprecious. And also, the Mishnah says in Avos, if an Aveiro comes to your hand and you want to get rid of it, so you should swear not to do it. It'll help you. So, another is called a Chote, only if he does that of anger, but if he does it to help support his behaviors or for a mitzvah, then you're not a sinner. So says the Meiri. Let's continue. Tanya. Ha'omer le'ishto. Man says to his wife, Call Nadarim Shetidori, EFSHI Shetidori. I don't want you making Nadarim. Now that's not a good language. Ain Zeneder, or you say, it's not a Neder. It's not true, it is a Neder. Lo Amar Klum. That is not a good language of Hafara. You have to say, Muferlach. However, Yafe Asis. Let's say when it comes to upholding a Neder, Yafe Asis. The Ain Kamosik, there's nobody like you. Vimlo Nadris Madirech Ani, if you didn't make a nether, I would have made a nether on you. Dvar of Kayamin. So these bad Lashonos work for Kiyam, but they don't work for Hafara. Why? Because Kiyam works even belave, the Gemara is going to say. And Hafara does not work belave. Says the Gemara. Now we go back to the din of Hafara and Hatara on Shabbos. Lo yomar adam le'ishto. Lo yomar le'ishto. A person shouldn't say to his wife, b'Shabbos, mufer lechi, bater lechi, k'derech shom lo b'chol. Don't use the same language to be made for the Dharma Shabbos that you do during the week. Ela omer la, tli ve'ichli, tli yushasi, v'haneder batam elav. Here, drink some wine. Here, take some challah. And the neder will be milfer by itself. Now, this is obviously problematic because we said before that you need the exact lashon. So let's see, the Gemara is going to talk about this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzarech sheyivatel belibo. This language that we said on Shabbos, you can use this bad language, you also have to be mevatel the nether in your heart. Tanya. Now, what do you mean? I just told you that Hafaras Nedarim doesn't work in your heart. It says Gemara, Tanya, Beishamay Omrim, Beishabes mevatel belibo, and say to her, just take and eat, take and drink. Bechol motzi besvasav. Beishamay says, the week you have to say mufalach. Beishil Omrim echadzeh. Even during the week, just do in the heart. But wait a second. Didn't we just say before that you need to do it with a good lashon? So the Ran explains. Even though we said before that hafara belave does not work, that's only when you don't also say here, take some wine, take some food. But if you say take some wine, take some food, then it works in your heart. Because then it's clear what you mean. So that's why Beis Hillel holds that even during the week, you're allowed to be mevatel et belev as long as you also say, take some wine. Amar b'yochanan, chacham she'amar b'loshen baal, u'baal she'amar b'loshen chacham lo amar klum. If the chacham says mufar lach, or the husband says mutter lach, meaning the chacham uses the language of the baal, or the baal uses the language of the chacham, lo amar klum, doesn't work. The sanya, learned in a braisa, ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem. Pashas matos. Vayedaber Moshe al Hashem matos. Ze hadavar. Hechacham matir vein baal matir. That's talking about she'elas chacham. The chacham is matir and the husband, it's got to be exactly. Sheyachol, you might have thought, uma chacham she'eno mefer. A chacham can't use the language of hafar matir, you can be matir, baal. The husband, she'mefer, eno din she'matir. Kal v'chomer should be allowed to matir tavam omar, ze hadavar. Chacham matir ve'ein baal matir. The chacham can be matir and eder, but the baal cannot be matir. So if the baal would say mutter lach, it would not work. Now, I mean, okay, let's just read one more line. It's much the same thing and the opposite. Tani idach, we learned in another brayso. Ze hadavar, baal mefer, vein chacham mefer. Exactly the other way around, right? Sheyochel, you might have thought make kavachomer. Ma baal she'ena matir mefer. The husband who can't do ataris and darim, but he can be mefer. So chacham shematir, eno din shemefer. Tamalomer ze hadavar, baal mefer vein chacham mefer. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. I'll try to record tomorrow's daf later today before I get on the plane. And Thursday, what am I doing Thursday afternoon? Thursday, where am I going to be?